The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Will and Kate, are creating quite a buzz in Southern California, where they're spending the weekend on their first official visit to the U.S. Today, they meet with veterans and children from Los Angeles' Skid Row. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has been following their visit. She was on the sidelines of a charity polo match played in Santa Barbara yesterday by Prince William.
The paparazzi had been warned to behave during the royal newlyweds' visit, and they managed to rather politely take gobs of shots of William and Catherine. At a lunch before the match, the prince addressed his guests.
I was extremely delighted when Ambassador Holden asked me to play polo here at the Santa Barbara Polo Club. It has to be one of the most beautiful polo grounds anywhere in the world. My father, the Prince of Wales, and my brother Harry were as green as that grass outside when I told them I'd be here today.
As VIPs sipped on champagne and whiskey, Prince William explained he was playing to raise funds for his foundation to help military veterans, and he said he intended to win.
I'm not a good loser.
But the prince didn't have to worry. Fans paid as much as $4,000 to watch him on the field. Among them were a few Hollywood stars, Billy Zane, Rosario Dawson, Rob Lowe, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, who admitted she knows nothing about polo. She gushed over the newest member of the royal family.
I just think she's so elegant, and I love that she feels like a real person. I want to be her bestie.
The Duchess wore a knee-length Jenny Packham dress and taupe heels, but no outlandish British hat like those seen at her wedding. That tradition was left to fans like Elena Maker, Jessica Bradshaw, and their mother, Margarita Landy.
This one is made of antique German leaves, bright fuchsia.
Mine has horse hair and peacock feathers. It's lovely.
And mine is red with beaded detail and ostrich feathers.
We gotta look good. You gotta have fun with it. I mean, really.
And then the match began.
Needs no introduction. Please welcome to Santa Barbara for the very first time, His Royal Highness the Duke.
The announcer noted that Prince William's a lefty, but the regulations have him hitting the ball with a stick using his right hand.
Andy Bush deciding to back the ball. Right there to Prince Charles. He's got a chance. He's right, Prince William. Excuse me. This one's got to go in there. Three goals for Prince William.
Like his father, Prince Charles, William has been playing amateur polo and scoring since he was a child. In the stands, one TV entertainment reporter made the event out to be a fairy tale.
It is like a Hollywood movie. The prince riding in on horseback and his lovely new bride cheering him on.
Big drive right down in front. Wait for it. This one's going to go.
In the end, Will scored not just one, not two, not even three, but four of the five winning goals.
Yeah! Go, William! Woo-hoo!
To have the MVP as the Duke, how's that for a game?
Polo fan Jan Ray was impressed by the future King of England. So was his rival on the field, player Wesley Rue.
He's a fierce competitor. He's absolutely fierce.
After the match, fans stormed onto the field to get a closer look, with one spectator trampling over and punching a news photographer.
Everything's broken.
Catherine handed out the winning silver Tiffany trophy and gave her prince a kiss. Then Will and Kate flew off to a black tie bash with Hollywood's royalty. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, at the Santa Barbara Polo Club.